She came from Providence, one in Rhode Island, where the old world shadows hang heavy in the air. She packed her hopes and dreams like a refugee, just as her father came across the sea.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to today's Survival Show. My name is Bob Main. I am your host. This is episode number 57. And in this show, my goal is to help you tap into the power of choice, to live life the way you want to live it on your own terms, and strengthen your resolve. And I like to borrow a quote from Teddy Roosevelt where he said, "Do what you can with what you have, wherever you are." And that's what I'm talking about. This is a practical show, no paranoia and stuff like that. We just get into good common sense. And what I want to talk about today is a people skill called handling criticism. How to handle criticism, because it's going to come your way. People skills does not seem to be a real talked about skill in the survival community. I don't hear a lot of podcasts or read a lot of blog posts or forum posts about how to improve our people skills. And I've made my living dealing with people. For 26 years, I've been in sales. And I have, well, I'll share with you a little bit about my background in a minute. But let me ask you something about people skills. Isn't that really what survival is all about? And that is dealing with people? I mean, think about this. If you're the kind of person that has the vision of a survivalist as someone who's a loner in the wilderness, then you might think that maybe people skills is not all that important. But we're not a bunch of loners out in the wilderness. Most modern-day survivalists are everyday, ordinary people just trying to live a more secure life by doing some common sense things. And therefore, we do have to deal with people. We have to deal with people now before something happens, and then, of course, we're going to have to deal with people even after some kind of an event happens. And dealing with people, ladies and gentlemen, is just part of life. And I think the people who are the most successful in life and generate the most happiness for themselves are those who make people skills a priority. And you've probably heard it said often that it's not what you say, but how you say it. I do want to add something to that, though. I'd like to say it's also the method that you use to say it. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that a little later in this show. Dealing with people happens all of our life. And if you want to live a long and happy and secure life, one thing I'll suggest is that you stay sharp on your people skills. For the past 26 years, I've been in sales and sales management. I currently sell security electronics products. I've also been the general manager of 128 people. I've made a six-figure income for several of the past 26 years. I fell a little bit short this last year in 2009, but I'm going to turn that around this year. And I've also helped turn around failing companies and made them profitable again. And I can assure you of something. I was not able to do that by lacking good people handling skills. So what I'm going to share with you comes from experience. My old mentor, Tom Hopkins, you've heard me talk about him on other shows. He used to say in almost every one of the seminars that he would give, he used to say, "Take the best and leave the rest." And what he meant by that was some of the things that he would teach people would apply to his listeners and some of his concepts would not. Same is true for this show, listening to me. If something I say does not apply, that's fine. Throw it out and use what does apply to you. So, the main topic, how to handle criticism. It's going to come your way. First, I want to define the different types of criticism that we often get and why it happens. The first type I want to talk about is unconstructive criticism. It's normally negative in nature, and basically it's somebody questioning your judgment or your integrity. And rarely do these kinds of people have anything complimentary to say. Now, there's a few reasons why this happens. First of all, there's a type of criticism which I call criticism out of anger. Now, I didn't make this stuff up, folks. All right, this is basically, like I mentioned, years of training. Not just studying under Tom Hopkins, but also taking numerous people skills and management workshops. Okay, criticism out of anger. That comes sometimes. You make someone mad, and now they want to get back at you. Typically, these people who do this are insecure. And their insecurity is usually the source of their anger. Something that you've done or said made them mad. And so the only thing that they know how to do now with their anger is to give you some unconstructive, unsolicited criticism. And their normal tactic is to do it in public. And this is what really upsets me, is when people do this in public. During the management training that I had, I was taught a very important concept that I want to share with you. Praise in public, criticize in private. Praise in public, criticize in private. The only exception I'd put on that would be those who are paid to criticize. Like, for example, those that have their own TV or radio show, and that's their expected job, is to criticize something or somebody. Okay. Other than those types of people, I've got a message for the types of people who criticize others in public. And I've seen it done many different ways. I've seen criticism in a group setting, which isn't good. I've seen it at a family gathering. I've seen it during sports events. I've seen coaches coaching young children in sporting events criticize these kids in public. I've seen criticism done through the use of group emails. That's really bad. Folks, don't hide behind email. You know, what I mean by that is think about the emails that you send to people. I learned a long time ago the hard way that when you send somebody an email, proofread it two or three times and ask yourself a very important question. Would I say this to this person if I was meeting them face to face and I might have to listen to their rebuttal? A lot of people hide behind email and they hide behind the internet. I've even seen people criticized in the middle of seminars. Yes, I've seen that. And in my opinion, that's one of the worst ways. But the absolute worst way I've ever seen public criticism being done is on the internet, on forums, and on blogs. And I can't tell you the number of times that I have seen people go on blogs and just or internet forums and just totally trash people. That's ridiculous, folks. Don't go on to a public forum or blog and trash somebody. That's not cool. Not at all. Send them a private email and handle it that way. Okay, you'll never see me go on to any public forum or public internet site and trash somebody. And I'll never condone that type of behavior either. Okay? It's happened to me. I will never do that. I want to let you know something to all of my listeners. I use three different usernames on the forums that I belong to. I belong to, I think it's 8 or 9 different forums. Okay? I use three usernames. One of them obviously is Today's Survival Show. Another username I use is Main Attraction. My last name, M-A-Y-N-E, and the word attraction. My wife thought that up for me a long time ago. And the third username I use is Bob45ACP, because I used to be into 45 caliber handguns. And you can look me up, but you're never going to find a post on any forum where I've trashed someone or even criticized them publicly, because I don't believe it. I have, however, criticized someone one time, but it was in a private email. Interestingly enough, I never got a response from that person, but at least I felt good about the fact that I did it privately. Folks, it's called etiquette. And if you really want the person that you're criticizing to change their ways, and you do it to them publicly, you do nothing but piss them off, and they're going to fight you. And you know, even if they don't show that they're pissed off, rest assured, they are angry, because you've embarrassed them in public, and no one likes that. The best move that you can make is to take them aside privately, one-on-one, or email them privately and tell them your concerns or offer up your criticism. Then wait for them to change, and you have to realize that sometimes they may not change. You have to accept that. But I have a message for all of those public criticizers out there. You make yourself look bad too when you do that. You draw attention to yourself in a negative way. And it, folks, it doesn't strengthen your case. And I've seen this happen many, many times in my profession of sales. Okay? I've learned that you can rarely gain anything by trashing your competitors. Sales 101, don't trash your competitors. The same principle, folks, applies to dishing out criticism and accepting criticism. I've had people criticize my show, and they came from a competitive podcast, and they really made themselves look bad. You know that? I want to share with you another concept. Be aware of unintended consequences. Beware of unintended consequences of what you say. What these people ended up doing from another podcast is to draw attention to my show. They didn't like something I did, so they drew they started hammering me publicly on the blog and on the forum, and they drew attention to my show. And a lot of people who read those comments later agreed that the criticism was way off base. And that was pretty much the end of that. It didn't work. And you've heard the old saying, sometimes negative publicity is better than no publicity. So thank you, folks. You helped me out. Appreciate that. I'm serious. I'm serious. You have to be aware of the unintended consequences of what you're doing. I have another message for people who like to criticize others in public. When you create that controversy, if you think about it, that controversy usually increases the interest in that you're criticizing. I mean, seriously, people want to know what it's all about. They're curious. So like I said, in sales, I like it when competitors trash me, because it makes people want to hear what I have to say. Have you ever heard it said that some things are just better left unsaid? It's true. In my sales profession, I eat it up when competitors criticize me. Let me tell you something that's actually happened to me once. I got a phone call once from a prospect that I had been trying to get to see for 9 months. I couldn't get an appointment with this guy. And all of a sudden, he called me up one day. He said, "Bob, I've heard some negative stuff about you and the company you work for. And I just wanted to know if it was true." And you know what? That was finally the open door that I needed to get an appointment with him. And it worked. And that was 6 years ago, and he's still my customer today. My competitors opened the door for me. Okay? So on this point, let me close this point by saying, if you have something negative to say, do it privately first. Take the person aside, one-on-one, where no one else can hear. And by the way, don't forget to add something positive, too. All right? Add something positive. You're going to endear yourself to people a lot more if you give them some kind of a compliment first before you go into the negative stuff. Your words are going to have more power if they're laced with a compliment. Okay? I'll share a little secret with you. One of the best ways to get somebody's attention, try this sometimes. I'm serious. It works. Compliment them. People eat that up. Trust me. And if the private talk method doesn't work, then move to a different method. You know, you might want to move to making them pay some consequences or something. Okay? Using the consequence method if the private method doesn't work. Teachers use this all the time with students. Coaches, good coaches, managers, parents do this all the time. They praise in public, criticize in private, and they make the employee that's working for them, or the athlete that's on the team with them, or the child that they're trying to parent, they make them pay some consequences if they don't change their ways. But the method of criticizing in public rarely works. Okay, now the second reason why criticism happens. Sometimes you're perceived as a threat to this person in some way. And this type of unconstructive criticism usually occurs because something that you've done is perceived to them as a threat, and so then they start to trash you. Like I said earlier, maybe they're a competitor, or maybe they feel like you've encroached on their territory in some way. Okay, I like this, actually. When this happens, I like this. It reaffirms to me that I'm doing something right, and I'm getting their attention. But unfortunately, the only thing they know how to do is trash you. Tom Hopkins also taught me another important concept. He says some people try to have the tallest building in town by tearing all the other buildings down. And that is one way to do it. You can make your building tallest if you rip all the others down. That's what insecure people do. Rather than concentrate on building their building taller than everybody else's, they just try to tear yours down. Because you've threatened them in some way, shape, or form. Maybe you've threatened their livelihood some way. Maybe they feel like you're a personal threat to them somehow. All right? So those are the two ways I feel that unconstructive criticism comes your way. Now, let's talk about another form of criticism, and that is constructive criticism. It's usually done with a spirit of trying to help the person that you're criticizing achieve results in a better way, rather than trying to tear them down. In my opinion, this is by far the best way to deal with people with whom you want to influence and change. I have three suggestions that I want to share with you. Again, take the best and leave the rest, folks. But here's three suggestions I want to give to you in giving constructive criticism. Number one, stick to one topic. What I mean by that is don't hit them with three or four different areas of concern. Pick one thing, save the rest of them for later. Number two, inject something positive in your comments. Let me give you an example. You might want to say, you know, I realize you're doing a good job, but have you ever considered trying it a different way that might give you better results? By saying something like that, you've complimented them. At the same time, you're suggesting change. The key word is suggest change. Rarely will you get results when you demand change. It works better to suggest change. Okay? The third step in giving constructive criticism, smile. I'm serious. Smile. This has a tremendous effect. Now, obviously, if you're meeting them face to face, this works. Okay? I'm married to a Southern girl. All right, she's very good at tearing you up with a smile on her face. Trust me. All right, me being a Yankee, I didn't grow up that way. I didn't grow up learning how to tear somebody up with a smile. So that's something that I've had to work on, and it's something that's tough for me to learn. But it is said of all great communicators that they send their message with a smile. Whether it's positive or negative. A good communicator knows how to tell somebody to go pound sand and make them enjoy it. Think about that. Okay, now, the next topic I want to cover is what to do if you're criticized. So let's shift gears a little bit. Let's see, I've got... In my notes here, I've got 8 suggestions for you. I'll go through these quickly. What to do if you're criticized. Number one, answer your critics. Okay, answer them. Don't ignore them. That's just going to make things worse. They likely won't stop until they get some kind of reaction from you. You ever notice politicians make this mistake all the time? They get criticized and they ignore it. It's almost like they're hiding something. Criticism's a fact of life. Address it head on and reflect a position of strength. Ignoring that, ignoring the criticism, folks, just makes you seem weak. And if you seem weak, now you're going to touch off another round of criticism. Okay? They're going to start criticizing you because you're weak, because you don't have any strength. You don't have a backbone. Okay? Second step, if you're criticized, ask them some questions. Ask them things like, what part of what I'm doing do you not like? Or what suggestions do you have for me? Or what's the basis that you use for your critique? Your goal here is to get them to substantiate what they're saying. Oftentimes, it's bogus criticism. Oftentimes, all they want to do is throw up on you. Seriously. If you start asking a few questions, you're going to smoke it out and you're going to find out if it's legitimate criticism or not. Step three, make them take ownership of their critique. By doing step two, asking those questions, it's going to help you accomplish that. What you're doing here, like I mentioned, is you're flushing them out. You're finding out if they are really out to help you and improve your cause or if they're just trying to bring you down. You're also going to isolate just what their concern is, and that's important. You want to isolate it. Some people are real vague with their criticism. You got to pin them down and get to the bottom of it. That's when you're going to be able to handle it correctly. Number four, take ownership of your mistake if you've made one. People respect it when you take ownership of your mistake. I don't mean you have to do exactly what they're requesting that you do. Perhaps a compromise can be forged. But take ownership and ask them what you can do to address their concerns. All right? I want to give you some good words to live by, and I've used this a lot. This works every time. When somebody gives you a suggestion or something, just say, "Let me take that up under advisement." Okay? Let me take that up under advisement. It tells them you're listening to them, and then they appreciate that you're listening to them, and then use step number five. Take some time to think about it and get back to them. Don't fly off the handle quickly. It's one of the worst ways to handle criticism is to fly off the handle right away. You might say something that you'll regret later. Okay, and step six, once you've made up your mind, once you've taken it up under advisement, and you've made up your mind what you're going to do, offer a solution to the problem. Here's what I mean. Remember what John F. Kennedy once said. He said, "A mistake does not become a problem unless you fail to correct it." Number seven, do what you agree to do. Don't fluff them off. The criticism is just going to come right back on you if you fluff them off. And number eight is probably the most important thing I want to share with you, and that is keep your self-esteem up. Please don't take criticism personally. It's tough. I tend to take it personally. I get so passionate about what I'm doing sometimes, and I want to do such a good job at it that sometimes the criticism is deflating. You know, I'm like, ugh. And then I have to remember step number eight, keep your self-esteem up. All right, maybe that person that criticized you just got up on the wrong side of the bed that day and they had to tee off on somebody. Maybe they had a bad day at work. Maybe they got into a fight with their boss or they got into a fight with their spouse before they went to work. Okay, they might cool down later. Even if you did something wrong and the criticism that is pointed at you is justified, let it roll off your back eventually. Just let it roll off your back. Don't beat yourself up. Please don't beat yourself up. There's plenty of other people willing to beat you up for you. Don't do it to yourself. Don't let them do that. Go read a positive book. Listen to some positive music. Call a friend or relative who's supportive of you and talk to them about it. Go down to the gym and get some exercise or take a long walk or listen to this podcast a few more times. Okay? Just keep your self-esteem up, please. As I mentioned, even if the criticism is something that you deserved, we all make mistakes. And that's it. Remember the simple concepts I just talked to you about, and they should help you weather the storm of criticism. It's a fact of life, and we have to learn to deal with it. I get criticized in almost everything I do, folks, and actually, I love it, which is what motivated me to record this podcast, because I wanted to share it with you. It's the only way that I can improve and I can grow. And as I mentioned before, it means that I'm getting someone's attention, and that's my goal. And I've said it many times. You're welcome to send me any kind of a comment that you wish. Just be able to back it up. Be able to back it up with facts, because I am going to flush you out. I'm going to try to find out if you're bogus or if you really are legitimate. But I do promise this. I will let your criticism stand. I will do something about it. I will practice everything that I've just talked about on this show. And I'm not going to take it personally. You've probably heard me say before, this podcast that I do is not my full-time job. I don't hardly make any money on it, and that's okay. I don't intend to make any money on it. Maybe that's what some people are afraid of. I got nothing to lose. All right? I have a passion about how to live a better life. I want to share it with people. This is my stage. This is my microphone. This is the way that I get words out. And if you stopped listening to me right now, I would wish you well. And I would hope that you would listen to me again someday, but I'm not going to take it personally. I'm not going to dwell on it because I would consider it a huge learning experience. And I want to leave you on this show with some excellent words from Tom Hopkins. He says, I never see failure as failure, but only as a learning experience. And so with that, I want to say, thanks for listening to episode number 57 of today's Survival Show. My name is Bob Main. My goal is to help you harness the power of choice, to live life the way you want to live it. And when you get that criticism, you know how to handle it. Remember what Teddy Roosevelt said? Do what you can with what you have, wherever you are. Thanks for your time, folks. I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.